Hello.
Yes, good evening. My name is Tony Collin from Opinion Research, a private market research firm. And this evening, we're conducting a short public opinion survey in your community and would like to get your opinions. We are not selling anything, and your answers will remain confidential.
Okay, opinion on what?
Okay, so this is this survey is about the elections in Miami-Dade County.
Okay.
All right, and do you or does any member of the household work for a radio station, a newspaper, advertising agency, or media organization, or work as a volunteer on a political campaign?
No.
Okay. All right, sir, and with which political party are you registered?
Republican.
All right. All right, sir, as you are aware, very few people actually vote in Republican primary elections. Thinking ahead, which of the following best describes how you will vote for in the Republican primary election for U.S. Senate, Florida State Legislature, and local offices in Miami-Dade County, like sheriff and supervisor of elections on Tuesday, August 20th? Would that be, I'm definitely going to vote, I'm very likely to vote, I'm somewhat likely to vote, or I'm not very
definitely
likely to
going
vote?
Definitely going to
I'm
vote.
Not. Okay. All right. Thank you, sir. All right, sir, and just for qualification purposes, what is your main racial background?
White.
Okay. All right, sir, and what is your age? Are you from 18 to 45, 46 to 55, 56 to
above
65?
30.
30, okay. All right, sir, and from the following list, okay, which issues should be, you know, should your local elected officials in Miami-Dade County, you know, focus most to help you and your family? Would that be corruption in the county government, inflation and the cost of living, like things like gas and groceries, overdevelopment, taxes and county government spending, traffic and congestion, housing and property insurance costs, illegal immigration or crime and public safety?
Corruption in the county government, the mayor, everything, and
okay.
Obviously, taxes are an issue, and the illegal immigration is also an issue.
Okay, but out of those three, which one is the main important to you? Because they
we can't fix anything if the government. We can't fix anything if the government is corrupt. So I guess it'll be
okay.
The government.
That one, okay, all right, thank you. All right, sir, you will now be giving a list of some public officials in Miami-Dade County and across the country that may be familiar with, you may be familiar with. Please indicate if you are, you know, have a favorable or unfavorable opinion of each person. If you don't have no opinion, never heard of that person, just let me know and move to the next one. The first one would be Ron DeSantis.
Unfavorable.
Would that be very unfavorable or just somewhat?
Very.
Very. Okay. Kevin Moreno Cabrera.
It sounds like a name I know, but I forgot about him. I haven't really followed up on what he's doing.
So be no opinion
no,
or maybe
no opinion.
Never heard of him?
No opinion.
Okay. Donald Trump.
Very favorable.
Mario Knapp.
Don't know him.
Ernesto Rodriguez.
No opinion.
No opinion? Okay, Rosanna Cordero Stutz.
Don't know her.
Francis Suarez.
Very unfavorable.
Okay. Jose Aragu.
Don't know him.
And Joe Sanchez.
I don't know him.
Don't know him. Okay. All right. Thank you. All right, sir. As you may know, 6 years ago, a constitutional amendment was approved by Florida voters that require all counties in the state, you know, to hold elections for local offices such as sheriff, clerk of courts, tax collector, and supervisor of elections. Previously, the people in these positions had been appointed by the Miami-Dade County mayor, but now Miami-Dade County voters will vote to elect candidates of these offices. Okay, if the Republican primary election for Miami-Dade County Sheriff were held today among the following candidates, for whom would you vote? Jaspin Bishop, John Rivera, Jose Araú, Mario Knapp, Ernesto Rodriguez, Jeffrey Giordano, Rolando Rivera, Joe Sanchez, Alexander Fournette.
I can't give an opinion on that yet because I have yet to research all of them. And I always do that a few days or a week before
okay.
I go vote. So I haven't done that yet, so I wouldn't know.
Okay, sir. Now, among a smaller list of candidates, if the Republican primary election for Miami-Dade County Sheriff were held today, for whom would you vote between Rosanna Cordero Stutz and Joe Sanchez?
I can't decide because I have yet to research them.
Okay. All right. As you may know, President Donald Trump has endorsed Rosanna Cordero Stutz in the election for Miami-Dade County Sheriff. Considering this, for whom would you vote? Would that be Rosanna Cordero Stutz or Joe Sanchez?
Just because President Trump endorsed them doesn't mean I'll vote for them because he's been wrong before. So.
Okay, no problem, sir. All right, and prior to taking this survey, were you aware, or unaware that President Trump has endorsed Rosanna Cordero Stutz in the election for Miami-Dade County Sheriff? Unaware?
No, I wasn't aware.
Okay, sir, we almost finished with this survey. I only have a couple of minutes to go, and we should be done. I really appreciate your time, okay? You will not be giving a statement about Joe Sanchez. Afterwards, please indicate how would you vote, okay? Joe Sanchez was born in Cuba, and he and his family fled communist rule when he was just six years old. Sanchez has lived in Miami for over 50 years and is a proud product of the Miami-Dade County Public Schools and Miami-Dade College. Sanchez is a career law enforcement officer who served in the Army Reserve for 8 years and has worked for decades as a Florida Highway Patrol trooper. Sanchez will prioritize neighborhood safety and bring a no-nonsense approach to crime if elected sheriff. Okay, now taking into account everything you just heard, if the Republican primary election for Miami-Dade County Sheriff were held today, for whom would you vote between Rosanna Cordero Stutz and Joe Sanchez?
What about Rosanna Cordero? What's her background?
I'm fixing, she's next. I'm fixing to read something about her.
Well, so far, she seems like a good candidate.
Okay, would that be Rosanna Cordero Stutz for right now or Joe Sanchez?
For now, Joe Sanchez, because that's the only one that I know about.
Okay. All right, so now you'll be giving a statement about Joe Sanchez and Rosanna Cordero Stutz, okay? Afterwards, please indicate how would you vote. Okay, one candidate is Rosanna Cordero Stutz. Supporters say Cordero Stutz is the only candidate endorsed by President Trump and has dedicated nearly 30 years of her life serving your community in the Miami-Dade Police Department. Opponents say, Rosanna Cordero Stutz has lived and voted in Broward County and for the last 25 years and has aligned herself with progressive Democrats like Mayor Daniela Levin Cava. Another candidate is Joe Sanchez. Supporters say Joe Sanchez has lived in Miami, for over 50 years. We'll bring a no-nonsense approach.
Can you repeat the last part again? She's aligned herself with whom?
She aligned herself with progressive Democrats like Mayor Daniela Levin Cava.
And this is why I said that Trump sometimes is wrong. You don't even have to explain the rest. I wouldn't vote for her.
Okay. All right, sir. And another candidate, like I said, Joe Sanchez. Supporters say Joe Sanchez has lived, in Miami for over 50 years. Will bring a no-nonsense approach to crime if elected sheriff and strongly supports President Trump and his law. and other platforms. Mm-hmm. Appointments say Joe Sanchez served as Miami City Commissioner for over a decade, is tied to the corrupt Miami political machine and voted to give millions in taxpayer dollars to build Marlins Park. Okay. And, okay, and one final time, okay, taking into account everything you just heard, if the primary, if the Republican primary election for Miami-Dade County Sheriff were held today, for whom would you vote between Rosanna Cordero Studs and Joe Sanchez?
Joe Sanchez.
Okay. All right, sir, now you'll be asked just a few short demographic questions before we finish classification. Just for classification purposes only, okay, if you were to label yourself, would you say you're liberal, moderate, conservative in your political beliefs?
For the most part, I guess I'm conservative.
Would that be just somewhat conservative or very conservative?
Somewhat.
Somewhat conservative, okay. All right, sir, now what is the last grade or formal education you have completed? Would that be less than high school diploma, high school graduate,
bachelor,
some college?
Bachelor degree.
Bachelor's, okay. All right. All right, sir, with this concludes our survey. Thank you very much for your time and participation on the survey, okay? You have a great evening, sir. Appreciate your help.
You too.
Bye-bye.